chapter 28, starting with the first verse. And when they were escaped, then they knew that the island was called Melita, and the barbarous people shewed us no little kindness, for they kindled a fire and received us, everyone, because of the present rain and because of cold. And when Paul had gathered a bundle of sticks and laid them on the fire, there came out a viper out of the heat and fastened on his hand. And when the barbarians saw the venomous beast hanging on his hand, they said among themselves, "No doubt this man is a murderer, whom, though he had escaped the sea, yet vengeance suffered not to live. And he shook off the beast in the fire and felt no harm. Howbeit, they looked when he should have swollen or fallen down dead suddenly. But after they had looked a great while and saw no harm come to him, they changed their minds and said that he was God." Thought about this. This is Paul here. He was on a ship in a shipwreck. Thought about he was cold. They was gathering up sticks, bundle of sticks, and I thought about he was going. He was cold from the present rain. I thought about he gathered up a bundle of sticks and he went to lay it upon the fire. And I thought about when he did, a viper jumped out of the fire. Let me tell you right now, that's the way the devil is tonight at God's children. When you least expecting it, the devil will jump out at you. Let me tell you something right now. When he jumps out at you, you need to do this like Paul done. You need to shake this beast off in the fire and feel no harm about it. If you have to shake a little longer, just shake it off. You shake this beast off in the fire. I thought about Paul felt no harm when he shook him off. That's the way we ought to feel when we shake this devil off. Shake him off in this flame and don't feel bad about it when you shake him off. I thought about he'll surprise you, the devil will. When everything's going good, this devil will jump out at you and he'll try to destroy you if he can. But let me tell you, Paul never let it harm him one bit. He shook his devil off what he done. The venomous beast jumped a hold of his hand, latched onto his hand, and he shook him off in the fire. He didn't try to hold this beast on him or nothing. I thought about Christian people, they let the devil talk to them so many times. We need to shake this beast off when he comes at you. The minute he comes at you, shake him off tonight. Oh God, they thought he should have swelled up and fell over dead. But Paul, he was a great man of God. We all know that. And I thought about God had his hand on Paul. God's got his hand on the children of God tonight. And when the devil comes at you, God knows what's going to happen. God knows you can stand the wiles of the devil. You better put on the full armor of God, what you better do. You better stand against this devil in the last days. I thought about we need to shake this beast off. Shake him off and feel no harm. I thought about don't get up out of these altars till you got your problems shook off. Oh God, I thank you, Lord. Yes, Lord. I thought about Paul. He was cold. He was cold. No doubt he laid wood down on the fire and was standing there. But this beast jumped out at him. I thought about the devil would jump out at you when you're seeking the Lord. The devil will try to hinder you tonight. But let me tell you something right now. You keep digging in the Word of God. You keep holding on in these last days. It's going to be a better day someday. Let me tell you, just keep holding on. Every time the devil comes at you, shake a little harder. Shake a little longer. Keep praying a little longer. Keep seeking God in these last days.
Right.
Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. Thought about it. Said they changed their minds. Paul changed their minds. He thought he was God, but let me tell you something right now. Paul was a great man of God. He wasn't God. Let me tell you something right now. That's how God is. God showed them people that there was a God somewhere. Let me tell you something right now. Paul shook him off, and we need to shake him off. Shake this devil off in this last day and keep serving God with all your heart. Keep praying in these last hours. Oh, God, I thank you. I thought about people says we don't see a great movement of God no more. Have we failed to quit praying? God's still the same. He said, I'm the same yesterday, today, and forever. Sure. Let me tell you right now, if we keep seeking the face of God, He's the same. Let me tell you, we need to hold on and keep praying to the Heavenly Father right now. When the devil comes at you, shake him off tonight.
Right.
Oh, God, I thank you, Lord.
Hey, hey.
I thought about we need to quit playing games in God's house.
Right.
We need to quit playing games around God. Let me tell you, He's tired of people playing games with Him. We come to the house of God to serve God.
Right.
That's what we come to worship the Lord God tonight. Let me tell you, let the Lord have His way in your life, and it'll be a better service.
Right.
Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I thought about Paul. Paul, he could have held on to this beast, no doubt, but he shook it off. He shook it off immediately when it hit him. I thought about when you're going through trials, the devil's there trying to bother you. He'll tell you you need to give up. You need to give up tonight. But let me tell you something right now. When you hear those words, you tell him you ain't giving up. You ain't got nothing better to go to tonight. Let me tell you, He ain't got nothing to offer you tonight. He wants everybody to give up tonight.
Sure.
But let's keep holding on to God tonight. Let's shake this beast off in the fire. Let's keep on going about God's business. Let's keep on holding up His gospel. Don't be ashamed of it nowhere. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I thought about you need to shake this beast off. I thought about when you're going through problems, it seemed like it's hard to pray and seek God. But let me tell you something right now. You keep on praying and seeking the Lord. You'll get your answer. You'll get what you're looking for. Let me tell you, the devil will tell you you won't get that answer. But you will get it if you keep seeking God tonight. You need to hold on to God. Shake this devil off in the fire. Let me tell you, shake as hard as you can. If he won't come off, speak the word to him. And he trembles at the name of Jesus.
Right.
Oh, God, I thank
the
you, Lord.
Word.
God, I thank you. I thought about the devil can't stand the scripture being thrown at him. I thought about he can't stand it. That's what we need to do. We need to learn these scriptures. We need to read this Bible. We need to seek God every day of our life. We need to pray on our job. We need to seek God. We need to be a light to this world is what we need to do. I thought about if you can't show a good Christian life to this world, they don't want what you got. Let me tell you something right now. You better be a light to this world. Jesus said you are the light of this world tonight. Can I tell you, if we got to let your light shine out through this sinful generation. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. God, I thank you. I thought about Paul. No doubt he kept on praying and seeking God. You find out in the book of Timothy, he said, I fought a good fight. He said, I finished my course. He said, I've kept the faith. We need a lot of people to keep holding up that standard tonight. We need to keep fighting a good fight of faith. Let me tell you, Paul shook his devil off, and we got power to shake his devil off tonight. You need to shake him off tonight. I thought about it. It said you receive power from when the Holy Ghost falls on you. Let me tell you, we got power over this enemy tonight. When this enemy comes at you, you let's shake him off tonight in the fire. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I thought about some people carry a heavy load around on their back when all they got to do is just give their problem to God. You got to give your problem to God tonight. I thought about just turn it all over to Him. I thought about He'll work it out for you if you'll let Him. You don't try to work out the problem because it won't do no good. You let Jesus work out your problem and it'll come true. It'll be right for you. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. God, I thank you. No doubt Paul was sitting there and all he wanted to do was just get warm. And the devil jumped out and surprised him what he'd done. The devil jumped out and surprised him. No doubt the devil tried to kill him. The devil tried to kill you tonight. The Bible said he come to kill, steal, and destroy. But let me tell you right now, God's got His hand on His children. God will listen to you tonight if you keep praying. Let me tell you, when you're going through your trials, keep praying and seeking God. Keep digging in the Word tonight and don't give up. Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. I thought about too many people. When they get to, they seeking God with all their heart. And I thought about they'll get to a point and they'll start letting up on it.
Yeah.
They'll start letting up. And I thought about the next thing you know, they'll be backslid if you don't watch out. When you start letting up on reading the Word of God, that's when the devil comes at you strong. He won't let you find time to read the Word of God. But let me tell you something right now. You need to set time aside for this Word. You need to set time aside to pray and seek God. Let me tell you, the devil don't want you to do it tonight. But let me encourage you, God wants you to do it tonight. You need to keep on doing it in the last days.
Right.
Oh God, I thank you, Lord. I thought about this venomous beast. Thought about it was poisonous. But brother, it didn't do nothing to Paul. Paul felt no harm. He felt no harm. He shook his thing off. Let me tell you, the devil, he's a venomous beast tonight too. This devil will try to destroy you if you let him. He'll talk to your mind and stuff tonight. But let me tell you something right now. Just keep seeking the Lord. Keep holding on. Keep praying to God tonight. If you have to build your altar somewhere out in the woods and keep praying every day of your life, that's what it's going to take to make heaven your home tonight.
Help me, Lord.
Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord. I thought about I was in my church a few weeks ago, and I thought about there was this woman come in, and a man, they was had a lot of spirits upon them. And I thought about we were sitting there praying for them in our church, and I thought about the man come up, and the devil just walked right up like he wasn't nothing wrong amongst holiness people. I thought about the devil's brave like that tonight. I thought about I was sitting there and I was praying for that. I was praying for that man, and I thought about he hit the floor like he was in the spirit. But let me tell you, something rose up in me and said he ain't got what it takes. And let me tell you, I started praying for that man while he's laying on the floor there. And I looked the devil eye to eye, and the devil told me to get out of your... He said, get out of my face right now. And I told the devil, I said, you can't cross the bloodline. I said, the blood's been applied to my heart. And it no longer I got it out. The Holy Ghost was rebuking that devil that was there. Let me tell you something right now. If the devil grabs a hold of your arm tonight, the Holy Ghost will run down your arm and it'll rebuke that devil tonight. If the devil grabs a hold of your leg and tries to hold you back, the Holy Ghost will run down your leg and it'll rebuke that devil tonight if you live in a sanctified life. Oh God, I thank you, Lord. God, I thank you. I thought about the Holy Ghost will rebuke that devil. He'll rebuke that devil. You got to keep praying and seeking God, though. You got to hold on in these last days. I thought about if you've been in this way one day, you're one day closer to eternity. I thought about this is no time to give up. This is no time to give up tonight. I thought about a lot of people you see get in this way, and they'll just get like 99% of it. But you better get 100% where you can stand the wiles of the devil when he comes at you. He's tricky tonight. But long as you keep digging in this Word of God, when you hear a voice speak to you, if it don't match up to this Word right here, you know it's not God. You know it ain't God. You know it'll be a lie of the devil. The Bible said he's a liar and the father of it. Let me tell you something right now. When something speaks to you, if it's not in this Bible, every day of your life it's not true. It's not the Word of God. You need the Word of God abide in your heart tonight. Oh God, I thank you, Lord.
Thank you, Lord.
I thought about Paul was a great man of God. But I thought about the devil tried to destroy Paul. He'll try to destroy you. It don't matter who you are tonight, some big evangelist or something like that. The devil will try to destroy you tonight if you let him. But let me tell you right now, just keep holding on in these last days. I thought about God's greater than this devil tonight. I thought about he said, greater is me. Greater is he that is in me than he that is in the world. The devil's in this world tonight. But let me tell you, God ought to be in your heart tonight. You need God in your heart in these last days. Oh God, I thank you, Lord. God, I thank you, Lord. I thought about if we'll pray and seek God in these last days, we'll see these churches fill up. We'll see these churches being filled with the Holy Ghost, sanctified, filled with the Holy Ghost, like it was in old days. I thought about, I've heard my dad say over here, he said his mama grabbed a hold of a wood-burning heater and just held it like that, and the Holy Ghost was moving upon her, and she reached around the heater and grabbed it like that and turned it loose and never even felt nothing. Let me tell you something right now. You better know it's God when you grab something like that. If it ain't God, it'll burn you up. But let me tell you something right now. You make sure it's the Holy Ghost when it's moving on you tonight. And it'll be all right tonight.
Sure will.
Oh, God, I thank you, Lord. God, I thank you. I thought about this devil will surprise you. He'll jump out when you least expecting him. He'll jump out and try to tear your life up. He'll try to use your wife, your children, or whatever. That'll let him use them. Let me tell you right now, just keep seeking God and holding on in these last days. I thought about many a times you hear people say, I'm at the point of giving up. This is no time to give up. This is no time to give up because we're closer to eternity. And Jesus could step out any day, and you better be ready to meet the Savior. You better be ready to meet this Savior when He comes, because you'll not have a chance.